It's Pastor Adam's Podcast.
And we're back. Another Wednesday, another devotional podcast thing. I've officially started my classic Christmas movie watching run. And what I mean by classic, you know, like the movies that I want to watch every year. Some new ones jump on there, a couple new ones from last year, whatever. But so far, I've watched, you know, The Grinch, the Jim Carrey version, the best version, just so you know, regardless of what some crazy people think. Christmas Vacation, got that out of the way. All the Prep and Landings, even though those are more shows than movies, cartoons, still good, like them. And last night, watched A Christmas Story with Lola. This is her first time watching it. I feel like she had to see it, but apparently not. She liked it, good stuff. But I still have a lot of movies to hit before Christmas Day. And in no particular order, I have to get to Fred Claus, Noel, Christmas Chronicles, Fat Man, Elf, White Christmas, Home Alone, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know, the classic one, Red One, Dear Santa, Candy Cane Lane, and Daddy's Home 2. It's a lot of movies to get to, but I think I can make it happen. But the point I'm trying to make in here, in watching all these Christmas movies, is I'm now entering the festive Christmas wonder stage of the year. Now we all know, or feel, that Christmas is loaded with wonder. Lights, music, celebration, all that stuff. But, or family moments, that's another big thing, right? But you know what we do here on this podcast devotional is we talk about the deeper stuff, the God stuff, if you will. The wonder of this season, the real miracle, is thankfully a lot deeper than Christmas trees and lights and favorite movies and all that. The deeper meaning is God came near. He didn't, you know, shout from the heavens. No, he moved into our neighborhood. He wrapped himself in flesh and bone. He put himself in our world. And that the single name that captures the entire message of Christmas is the name Emmanuel. And let's read what that says in Matthew 1:23 regarding his name, Emmanuel. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. Now, this isn't just, you know, some sort of poetry. This is world-changing theological reality. God with us. That tells the full story of Scripture. God pursuing humanity, redeeming humanity, and dwelling with humanity. So today in this podcast devotional, we're going to explore two ideas. What, number one, what does it really mean for God to be with us, meaning like with humanity? And two is, how does nearness change our fears and sorrows and even our identity? So let's kick this off with, what does Emmanuel, God with us, mean to us now, like right now? Well, God with us is not, it's not just like God cheering us on from a distance. It's not God checking in every once in a while. He's not sending us a text message, a Snapchat, Facebook message. He's not sliding into our DMs, all that kind of thing. Emmanuel means God entered our sinful world, this world we live in, our chaos, our mess, to be with us. And John 1:14 says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And when he did that, he didn't arrive as some sort of superhero or a ghost or a vision or even like some sort of idea. He stepped right into the limitations of humanity. God, who is limitless, had now self-imposed limits. So like, he became hungry. He got tired. He laughed. He wept. He navigated family dynamics. He lived with the noise of life that we all deal with and not, you know, the silence of like being in the cosmos. So it doesn't really get much more with us than that. So in other words, God experienced life from our side of the street. Now, it's going to look a little different than it did 2,000 years ago as it does now, but still the same principles apply. And Hebrew 4:15 says, "We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses." That means Jesus gets you. He gets me. He gets us. He understands everything that we face. And that's not in theory, but in experience. He's with you in temptation. He's with you in confusion. He's with you in the long nights and the frustrating days. He's with you when you don't know what to do next. He isn't shocked by our weaknesses. And guess what? He actually sympathizes with it. God came near, and this is a big one, not to judge us, but to save us. John 3:17 says, "God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." So when God draws near, it isn't to expose or embarrass us. It's to rescue, redeem, restore, rebuild. He is with us for our good. Now, speaking of being with someone, let me tell you kind of like a reoccurring story in the Briel house. And I'm gonna try to relate this story to God with us somehow. And this happens pretty frequently, usually every December, right? So every Christmas, I offer to wrap Christmas presents, right? I feel festive, generous, like you know, like a one of those Hallmark movie dads who has it all together and, you know, is like Mr. Christmas. You know the type I'm talking about. So every year, my wife hands me gifts in the wrapping paper and trusts me to wrap the gifts like a capable adult. And things always start out okay until, you know, I discover that I cut the wrapping paper like 6 inches too short or something like that. Then I think, that's fine, no problem. Maybe I'll stretch it out a little bit. Maybe I'll squish the box in a little bit. I'm going to make this fit. I'll force it because my grandpa told me a very good lesson when I was younger. If it doesn't fit, you force it. Words to live by, ladies and gentlemen. So eventually, I stretch, I squish, I fold, I cram, and then tape, you know, random scraps to the side to make it, you know, and hope nobody notices. And by the time I get done wrapping, you know, the box, the present, whatever it is, it looks like, you know, barely survived a minor explosion. Tape everywhere, mismatched patterns, folds are in weird spots, it looks crinkled here and there, the corners being held together by, you know, like sheer willpower and the Christmas spirit. So then my wife will come back in and look at the gifts that I wrapped, and she'll just be like, wow. Not even like a, you tried your best. Or like if she was a Southern woman, she'd come in and look at it and she'd go, bless your heart, right? But now I get a wow, which is, you know, the married equivalent to, it's the worst wrap job I've ever seen. So that whole story, you're like, what does this have to do with God with us? This is crazy. Like, are we taking crazy pills? What are we doing? This story makes no sense, right? And I'm glad you asked. You see, the wrapping of the box in this analogy is this. The box looked like I'd been physically near it, but I definitely wasn't meaningfully with it. You know what I mean? Like, the difference with God is he doesn't show up with any sort of half effort or some duct tape solutions. He's wholly present, entirely engaged, perfectly attentive, totally and completely capable. Where I'm incapable in some ways, that is never God's character. He's always capable. When God is with us, he is truly with us. And you might think that that whole story about wrapping presents is just a way to throw that into the podcast. Probably right, but I'm trying. Anyway, when God is truly with us, he changes things. Things like fears and sorrow or even our identity. His nearness dismantles our insecurity and fears. So fear, let's talk about fear for a minute. Fear thrives in distance. Distance from certainty. Distance from clarity. Distance from security. It's the feeling of being far from those things. But when God is with us, fear can't thrive. Fear of our stuff cannot stand in the presence of God. Psalm 23:4 says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Now, if you notice, that verse doesn't say we won't walk through dark valleys. It says we won't walk them alone. The darkness may be real. The uncertainty may be real. But the presence of God is greater than the things that threaten us. Where God is present, fear loses its voice. So, what about sadness and sorrow? How does him being with us affect that? Well, Psalm 34:18 says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Not the Lord observes the brokenhearted from a safe distance. Not the Lord analyzes your pain like a scientist. No, he is close. Jesus knows grief. He knows loss. He knows betrayal. He knows loneliness because he took on flesh. None of your sadness, depression, sorrow, none of your tears that you have are foreign to him. Emmanuel means your sorrows are shared, not dismissed, not ignored, not belittled, shared by the God, our Savior, who cries with you. His nearness gives us a new identity. Identity to some of the biggest questions in life, the biggest questions in humanity. Who am I? Where do I belong? What defines me? When God is with us, he gives us an identity that cannot be taken away. 1 Peter 2:9 says, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, God's special possession. You're not defined by your past. You're not defined by your failures. You're not defined by people's opinions of you. You're not defined by the lies you tell yourself when you're sad or depressed or overwhelmed or defeated or lost. You're defined by the God who came near, close enough to touch, close enough to bleed, close enough to redeem. Your identity is now anchored not in your performance, but in your presence. Not in what you do for God, but what God has done for you by coming near. Christmas is not just the celebration of Jesus' birth. It's the celebration of a God who refuses to be distant. A God who, you know, stepped into time, who took on flesh, who entered our story, who walks with us, suffers with us, rejoices with us, a God who came near so that we could draw near to him. And this year, as you see the lights and you maybe see some Christmas carolers, maybe you're a caroler, maybe you're just singing songs in the house and you're wrapping gifts or attempting to wrap them like I am. I hope that each moment reminds you of the bigger truth of Christmas, and that is Emmanuel, God with us, with you in the busy, with you in the quiet, with you when you're stressed out, with you in the joy, with you when you don't know what's going on, when you're in the unknown, with you in every breath and in every step. His presence is the gift. His nearness is a miracle. His love is the message. So in wrapping up this devotional, hopefully better than I wrap actual Christmas gifts, I hope the season can be filled with, you know, a renewed awareness of his closeness. And I don't want you to think God above us or God for us, but God with us. Now, if you found something in this devotional that you thought was beneficial, please share this with other people as usual. Share it with everybody. Like, comment, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. So you have a good one. See you next Wednesday.